12 people die in a New York apartment building fire.
People were screaming, fire, help, fire, help.
That Midwest and Northeast cold snap gets deadly and moves south.
Watch out for hypothermia and frostbite.
In an impromptu interview at Mar-a-Lago,
the president denied colluding with Russia 16 times.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. Investigators are trying to learn the cause of New York's deadliest fire since 1990. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I'm very sorry to report 12 New Yorkers are dead, including one child as young as 1 year old.
CBS's John Schumo has more on the flames that ripped through a Bronx apartment house.
Fire officials say it started on the first floor and quickly spread to all five floors of the nearly 100-year-old building. Windows on some of the top floors were smashed and blackened. Firefighters responded within 3 minutes. They immediately extended their ladders to help residents on every floor. Witnesses say, though, even before help arrived, people inside were scrambling to climb down.
WCBS-TV's Magdalena Doris.
Five people died on scene, seven others at the hospital.
This tragedy is, without question, historic in its magnitude.
Claiming victims of all ages, from a one-year-old baby girl to a woman over 60.
In a department that's certainly no stranger to tragedy, we're shocked by this loss.
That's New York Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro. The bone-chilling cold that's frozen the northern part of the country is blamed for two hypothermia deaths in Chicago. That cold front is now moving south and southeast. Charleston, South Carolina was prepared for freezing rain. The state DOT's James Law.
We have gotten ahead of the storm or the event a little bit by going ahead and putting out brine on all of the high impact bridges in the Charleston area.
Overnight temperatures in northern Wisconsin hit the negative teens.
Personally, I don't mind the weather, the winter weather at all. I'm not a heat person. I was born and raised in northern Wisconsin.
It'll be a snowy weekend along the Great Lakes, maybe a foot or more for Erie, Pennsylvania, on top of the 70 inches they already got this week. And for many, it could be a record cold New Year's Eve. KYW-TV meteorologist Chelsea Ingram.
New York, 5 below is what it will feel like at midnight, 11 below in Chicago, and feeling like 24 degrees below zero for places like Minneapolis.
That chill has the president tweeting, perhaps we could use a little bit of that good old global warming. Mr. Trump has long said that climate change is a hoax. A member brings a reporter to the president's Mar-a-Lago resort as a guest and introduces him to Mr. Trump. So what happens? An impromptu on-the-record interview in which the president denied there was any collusion with Russia 16 times. CBS's Chip Reed is with the president in South Florida.
President Trump has repeatedly denied that Russian interference in the U.S. election helped him in any way. And in an interview with the New York Times, the president said special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling was bad for the country. It makes the country look very bad, and it puts the country in a very bad position, he said. But when asked about Mueller himself, the president said, I think that Bob Mueller will be fair. The president also fired back at critics of the tax bill he signed into law last week. It'll be more money than people anticipate, he said. I know the details of taxes better than anybody, better than the greatest CPA.
There's nothing like Times Square on New Year's Eve. New York City will have its biggest police presence yet, Commissioner James O'Neill.
There are no direct credible threats to New York City, to Times Square specifically, or to any of our New Year's Eve events generally. Out of an abundance of caution, however, you'll see a stronger police presence out there than we've seen even in recent years.
Egyptian security officials say an attack outside a Coptic church near Cairo has left 10 people dead, including two police officers and the gunman. The president goes to the doctor in a couple of weeks for a routine physical. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The exam will be conducted 2 weeks from today at the Walter Reed Military Hospital by Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson. He's been the White House physician since 2013. The White House says Dr. Jackson will give a readout of the results. The last time we had a report on Mr. Trump's health more than 2 years ago, his personal doctor in New York said he'd be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency.
Apple is making nice with angry iPhone customers. Here's CBS News technology expert Larry Magid.
Apple got a black eye after admitting that it deliberately slowed down phones as they age because aging batteries could cause unpredictable performance. And the problem is solved with a new battery. So to make up to its customers, it's now reducing the price of replacement batteries from $79 down to $29.
California is about to become the largest state to legalize recreational pot. CBS's Steve Futterman is in L.A.
It begins on Monday.
It's exciting, and we're all just kind of scrambling to figure out what this all means for our industry.
Up until now, here in California, marijuana use has been legal only for medicinal purposes. When the new year begins, recreational use will also become legal. Officials are getting ready. Rhonda Kraft is with the California Highway Patrol.
As has been the case in other states, we fully expect to see an increase in crashes due to marijuana usage.
There will be restrictions. You will have to be 21, and smoking marijuana will still be prohibited in most public places like restaurants and bars. Still, California officials expect lots of sales, which could result in $1 billion in tax revenue. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Rosemarie has died apparently of natural causes in Los Angeles. She was 94. Her career started with a talent show at age 3, and it included vaudeville, radio, the movies. She's most remembered for one TV show.
When producers invited Rosemarie to come talk about a role in the new Dick Van Dyke TV show.
I said, what's a Dick Van Dyke?
By its second season, most Americans knew just what they were talking about. The CBS comedy about a group of television writers was a hit, and Rosemarie was at the center of it all.
Hey, what's missing on this week's show?
A new set of comedy writers. We haven't come up with anything.
The actress was not only funny, she was a groundbreaker.
It was the first women's lib part that was ever on television. I was a writer. I was not a secretary.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Minnesota's Al Franken has thanked supporters in his first public comment since resigning.
I may be leaving the Senate, but I'm not giving up my voice.
Franken announced that he's quitting after several women went public with stories on his sexual harassment of them. He'll formally step down on Tuesday. Many of our favorite writers turned the page for the last time in 2017. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
Jimmy Breslin epitomized newspaper reporters of long ago, someone equally at home with cops or crooks.
There are 8 million stories in the Naked City.
He left us this year, as did free-thinking columnist Nat Hentoff.
Liberals are as bad as many conservatives.
Book lovers will miss the scares of William Peter Blatty.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Romance readers fondly remember Robert James Waller, author of The Bridges of Madison County.
This kind of certainty comes but just once in a lifetime.
Thank you, Frank DeFord, for making sports come alive, and Michael Bond for the classic children's series...
A Bear on Paddington Station.
Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, December 29th, 2017. The broadcast produced this week by Mara Rubin. I'm Peter King, CBS News.